This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 18, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. There's an alarming new memo about the state of air traffic control in the skies over Denver, Colorado. But before you yawn, this is not just the latest exercise in hyperbole from NATCA. This is an internal FAA memo. Catherine Vernon is Director of Western Terminal Operations for the FAA. She told KCNC-TV News in Denver the two-page memo was sent out last month by Kevin Stark, acting air traffic manager at the Denver Air Route Traffic Control Center. While she admits it leaves a lot of questions out there, she denies there's a safety issue. Stark wrote on February 19th that a decline in overall controller staffing levels, compounded by a higher percentage of trainees and growing air traffic volume, quote, creates situations that put their controllers at risk, and they are unable to provide the level of service our customers deserve, unquote. KCNC reports there have been at least two separation errors so far this year. In both cases, traffic collision advisory systems warned the pilots in time. But Vernon notes that FAA figures show the number of controller errors in Colorado have declined so far in 2009, compared with the same period in 2008. The Transportation Security Administration's mandate from Congress to screen all 7.6 billion pounds of cargo that gets loaded on passenger airliners each year isn't going to happen by its deadline. USA Today reports the Government Accountability Office found that while TSA is delegating the actual screening to the companies handling the cargo, the agency doesn't even have enough personnel to oversee that process. Another issue is equipment. All passenger bags have been screened since 2002, but the large cargo containers used in commercial shipping won't fit in those same machines. They can only handle lengths up to 10 feet. Brandon Freed, executive director of the Air Forwarders Association, says the only current workaround is opening those containers, removing all the smaller packages inside, then screening them individually. He says that would create a huge bottleneck. Teledyne Continental Motors has issued the first revision to its mandatory service bulletin issued last month. That's the one that calls for replacement of certain cylinders on six-cylinder engines. The updated MSB adds 300 additional cylinders manufactured since August of 2006. That's 15 months older than the oldest previously identified problem cylinders. By way of background, on February 12th, TCM issued a voluntary recall on certain cylinders produced and shipped since November 2007, after premature cylinder head cracking was found during regular maintenance. The problem was traced to a specific tool, which was cutting cooling fins too deep into the casting, creating a weak spot. The cracks were found only on cylinders which had accumulated at least 430 hours, and all were discovered on the ground. There were no reports of in-flight failures related to the defect. The Space Shuttle Discovery successfully docked with the International Space Station yesterday afternoon. Between now and next Thursday, the combined STS-119 and Expedition 18 crews will work to install the final set of solar panels needed to generate enough power to support future six-person crews. Work that was originally slated to be completed in four spacewalks now has to be done in three, according to AFP News. That's due to the loss of one day after the launch was delayed by a hydrogen leak discovered during fueling. The first six-and-a-half-hour spacewalk is scheduled for tomorrow. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. An Air Force general tells the Senate KCX is a priority. Cessna announces more cuts in jet production. But a Cessna VP says he thinks we're near the bottom of the biz jet sales slump. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, hear U.S. Airways Flight 1549 First Officer Jeffrey Skiles address the U.S. House Aviation Subcommittee. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.